It's the Jimmy Smith Show! Hey, Jimmy, you weren't out there, but I know you firsthand know better than anybody. 31-30, you're that close to victory. It stings at the end, but John Harbaugh did what he had to do. I don't want to hear it. I don't know where you come down, but how you doing?
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm surviving.
So before we get into the game, you're on the COVID-19 reserve list, and we found that out, I guess, Friday?
Yeah, I was sick on Saturday, and then Sunday morning I woke up and my symptoms were way worse, so I got tested that morning. And then they hit me back and told me I was positive.
What were the symptoms?
I had like a crazy, crazy migraine, and I couldn't like look left and right. My eyes were real bad.
And then Do you get migraines usually?
No, I don't get migraines.
Couldn't look left or right.
Like my eyes hurt so bad to look to the left or right.
It's been a nutty year for you, Jimmy, with the neck.
Oh yeah. And my brother just said that to me.
You can't go out this way. I saw something that said this could be your swan song. No, you got to come back and go out the right way, Jimmy.
Yeah, I mean, if there's an opportunity, who knows?
I think they like bringing you back.
I mean, like I said, if there's an opportunity there.
All right. So you say there's a chance. Marianne, they say there's a chance.
There's always a sliver of a chance. You know, you always feel better in the off season.
Yeah.
And, you know, dealing with this freaking ankle, it kind of hindered my season. So, and then all the other slew of things that's happened.
Right.
I told you, you guys need to sage that locker room. I'm willing to come down and sage it and clear out the ugly spirits down there. It's just a bad luck year. That's all my goal, I think.
It is. This just happens sometime. We had that 1 year, 5 and something, another bad luck year.
Well,
Jimmy, do you know which variant you have? Is there a way to know?
No, I don't know. I mean, I feel like several players on the team had gotten it, so I probably just trickled around that way.
Right on. See, you narrowed it down for me a little bit, sent us some big green cloud floating around.
I mean, I don't know for certain. I could have easily gotten it at the hair salon getting my hair braided, but I don't know. I can't say.
Right.
Isn't it funny, like, I feel like anybody that gets COVID, you immediately start thinking like, who did this? And you go back in your head and then you think like, who did I give it to? And you think, oh, they must feel mad at me. Like, it's such a bizarre situation.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. When people found out I had it, they just called me like,
yeah,
got it now. Like, no, we're good.
Well,
should be.
Not just you. Browns are down 2 quarterbacks. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, they're going with their 3rd stringer today. And we got a long way to go. Jimmy Smith Show. Ravens went from 8-3 to now 8-6. Still in the hunt, but a little bit tougher with 3 games to go. We'll come back with more with Top Jimmy, the Jimmy Smith Show.
Poor Jimmy. I feel like he limps into our show. He's like every week, like, what is it this week? It's always something. And we talked last week, you have a new baby. So there's even another layer added to your life. You're in the woods right now.
Absolutely. That's another thing about getting the COVID too, is like having an infant in the house that's days old.
Right.
Oh.
You know, really make sure. And then we have my girl's parents are here. Her mom is here and she's elderly. So.
Wow.
You know, you just got to be careful.
Are you
quarantined, locked in a room somewhere, or how does it work?
I'm locked in a room right now. My girl actually just brought me a tray. She's all in her little HVAC suit or whatever it's called.
Oh yeah, hazmat.
Your little hazmat suit.
Oh man, he had her in the HVAC suit. I love it.
Hey. So where did you watch the game? You were able to. Obviously, you were home.
Yeah, in this room. No, I'm in this room. Family got tested today, and everything came back negative.
2 in a row, and you're good to go, right?
Well, yeah. Well, I tested positive twice.
So you got a negative test today, and then I guess if you get another...
No. The family did.
The family got a negative test. Okay.
What's it like to be quarantined watching a game, watching the Ravens? Like, are you going nuts? Are you cheering, or is it just a different vibe?
I mean, I'm just, and you know, watching it intensely, I guess, just trying to figure out what calls we're in. If something bad happens, trying to figure out what exactly happened, you know. But
boy,
it was a good game last night.
Do you feel that last call, you know, the famous Ravens last minute? I feel like, what, how many games have gone to the very last minute where we're up or down a point? Yeah. What do you feel like? Do you feel like it was the right call, or do you feel like we should have just gone for the field goal?
I mean, you know, I feel like Coach makes his calls.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, it's not really. He, in that moment, I see why he definitely went for two.
Well, the word is he should have gone for the two on the touchdown before, and then you know if you can go for the extra point on the next one, or if you have to go for two to tie it up. So everybody said right call, but wrong time, and a lot of people said it was a right call, but the wrong play, because Mark Andrews was the man. Everybody knew they were going to Mark Andrews. I think it was Skip Bayless said you might want to go with a tackle eligible, where you bring in some guy that doesn't usually catch the ball, or a quarterback sneak or something. The play was, they snuffed it out pretty quick.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
they definitely, I mean, Buddy just jumped it.
Right.
But I think Marquise is kind of opening in the back too. But I don't know. I feel like it was a good play call. He just made a play.
Yeah. Hey,
I mean, hindsight is 20/20. Everybody, you know.
I know, right?
When you're talking about it afterwards, like, oh, I would have did this. I would have did this. You know, in the moment, Coach went for it. I thought we were going to get it, I believe. And then we had the momentum as well.
Yeah.
And that's huge. To go back to overtime, we would have still had to defend Aaron Rodgers in overtime if we didn't get the ball. You know, hopefully, you know, I mean, a lot of things could have happened, but – you know, you play to win the game, and he played to win the game. And, you know, unfortunately, it's come down to two times, and you didn't get it. So now it's like it's a lot of heat coming down.
You lost the last three games by 4 points total, which is that's tough, but that's football.
Classic Ravens.
That's
this
right.
season. It's what the Ravens do. It's a nail biter to the end.
Hey, it's always fun. It's a Jimmy Smith show. Kirk and Marianne, and we got more to come right after this. Jimmy Smith Show, right here on 98 Rock. I'm Kirk McEwen, along with Marianne Sirk, producer Will Blake. Well, Jimmy, would you have gone out to see Spider-Man No Way Home if you weren't on the pup list for a minute?
No.
Why not? Anything
else. I mean, I like waiting for movies these days. For whatever reason, I'm like not a big movie goer anymore.
Oh, so you'll wait and see it at home.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It usually comes out on, like, HBO Max, or it'll come out on, like, Disney Plus or something like that.
Are you?
I mean, when they started adding that, I feel like that was a great little benefit for the people who like to stay at home and watch movies.
Right. Are you Marvel?
Is that a pandemic thing, or is that just it's more convenient?
It's more convenient. Like, I got a big screen at home, so let me just order it and pay the same time and watch it at home.
Do you like
it's
Marvel?
So true.
Absolutely. What? Absolutely.
So you are down with Marvel. I saw it.
I am.
I saw it on Friday, dude. It's good. You're gonna like it.
I'm definitely gonna watch it, but I'm gonna wait. It'll come out soon.
Do you have a home theater or just like a big TV?
I not like necessarily a theater, but I have a projector and a big screen, 100 or 200 inch screen.
Hey, how many square feet, Jimmy? Can I ask?
I just know it's 200 inches.
No, I'm talking about the house.
Oh, was it 7,000 maybe?
That's what mine was back in the day. So,
are you still living big? I know.
No.
Don't blow it. Don't blow it like Kirk.
Yeah, I spent my money. Hey, do your kids know, are they old enough to know Santa or not the baby, but the other kids, are they all up to speed? They look like it from the picture.
They all believe in Santa. We believe in Santa here.
Okay, good.
We leave the cookies out. We do the whole, with the little elf on the shelf. We do it all.
Right.
Like, my girl's really into, like, every single holiday activity. She's into all of that type of stuff.
Hey, you get all your shopping done, Jimmy, or do you have to do that at all?
Well, I planned on doing some today, but I can't leave.
Right.
because today, you know, today's our day off.
Right.
So I planned on going, getting some shopping done because we got to do our own DB Secret Santa situation as well.
Ah.
So I need to get out there, get my girl, get my kids some more gifts.
Mm. Terrible time to be on lockdown.
One click Amazon. Yeah. That's what you're going to be doing.
I bet you Amazon. Yeah. You know what? Amazon came to my house at maybe like 5:45 in the morning.
I actually had to get up at 5 this morning to go run out and give the trash, the garbage men, their tip, because I didn't want to leave it on the, I didn't want to leave it, you know, somebody could steal it. So I ran out like an idiot in my pajamas, like, I've got a tip for the holidays. It's
like a crispy 29 degrees this morning, huh?
Yeah, it was brutal. They got their money.
The newspaper lady put a card in with the newspaper because I've never seen her once. But it said, Happy Holidays from Tyra, your newspaper carrier, and it had her address. So I think I'll drop her a 20 in the mail.
Oh, that's a good idea.
You know, put a card with your address.
They know.
That's kind of crazy. She put her address on cards and just hand them out to people.
No, well, people that she wants some money from, that for dropping a newspaper off.
She knows who you are. That's what it is. And she expects something.
She has no idea.
Oh, yeah. The game is going to be this Sunday. Am I right?
Bengals? Yeah.
That was on Christmas. Isn't it on Christmas Day?
Yeah, it's a day after.
Day after, okay.
So
you locked out. Okay. Look, see, these players, they never know. They're always like, I don't know who we play next. I don't know when it is. It's so funny. They just show up and then they figure it out.
Yeah,
it's easier that way.
Got to watch a little tape leading up. So I'm sure you have an idea of who it is later in the week. But so the Bengals away and then two at home. This, do you feel the drag of a 17-game season or does it feel the same to you?
No, you definitely feel a little bit, but every season it's just kind of like a marathon, like Suze used to always say.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's just, but they're just long seasons, and adding another game didn't make it any better.
Right, for real. So the Bengals looked like they were going to run away with things early, and then they came back to the pack a little bit, and they won yesterday. It's going to be a good game, Jimmy. You two, when you get together, like you said, like two brothers fighting.
Yeah, it's going to be a dogfight, that's for sure, because this is for, it's pretty much for everything right now. And they got the win the first time, so we need to get this tiebreaker.
Yeah, so, man, day after Christmas, will you'll have a regular Christmas, I guess.
No, you won't. We'll probably end up flying out on Saturday, whatever, on Christmas, if it's the day before then.
So you'll, whatever day it is. Will you do Christmas on Friday?
More than likely.
That's one of the drawbacks, the things you have to deal with being in the NFL. You're basically, I mean, you guys are the entertainment, so you work when people are not working. It's kind of like when I was a waitress, I'd always work when everybody was off. It's sort of backwards, but at least you get paid very nicely.
Yeah, you got this good things. I remember one year we were actually in Cincinnati. It's kind of crazy because how you kind of know when the season is getting close to the end. You know, when January comes around, obviously it's the end. But now it's like you're playing until January 9th, which pushes the Super Bowl to like
mid-February. Yeah.
Yeah, like mid-February probably. So it does kind of extend it a little bit.
Oh, you say when you're playing in Cincinnati, you could tell this.
Oh, we played in Cincinnati. I lost my train of thought. We played in Cincinnati one time, and it was New Year's, and that was like the first time. You kind of get the little FOMO. You can hear people outside cheering.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're just sleeping, get ready for the game the next day. You play on New Year's Day. But, yeah, you kind of just get used to it. We played on Thanksgiving before. We played on pretty much every holiday.
What about?
Right, the major holidays. Yeah. Time to go to work.
It's fun, though, to play. It's fun to play on Christmas. It is, you know, because it's the only one of the games on.
Right.
So everybody's watching Thanksgiving same way. So, I mean,
it's not bad.
And then you get to go home at the end of the night anyway. It's not like you're spending the night out there like we're in the NBA or something.
Well, you're kind of in an enviable spot because you're all alone. You could go through and delete a bunch of emails and clean up some apps.
I will be playing video games.
Ah.
But I'm going to study the Bengals too because hopefully this thing will subside by the time it's ready to play them. So I'll just be studying them and playing video games, really.
We need to get you out there, Jimmy. So heal up, rest up.
have a great holiday, however that's going to look for you. Who knows? It could be more of the same, but we look forward to seeing you out there playing next Sunday against the Bengals.
I want to thank the Ben Garner home team for sponsoring the show.
The Jimmy Smith Show. Ho, 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 ho. Thanks, Jimmy.
All right. See you guys.